Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome along to the Christmas special of Help by Sexted My Boss. I've polished my baubles, have you? Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to Something Dull.
Merry Christmas and welcome to Help, I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas like, what do you do if you see Mummy kissing Father Christmas? Should it be Santa Claus? That'd make sense because that's the name of the song, isn't it?
Father Christmas is a bit more smarter.
But, like, what do you do if you see Mummy kissing Santa Claus? That's the name of the song, isn't it? And is it okay to stuff your mouth with 7 Brussels sprouts? Fart pockets, I call Brussels sprouts. And, of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual Christmas agony ants, are we, William? Ho, 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 Hanson!
That is actually pathetic. No, we're not, radio presenter Jordan North. I'm more the Crown Netflix. You're more a really cheap turkey crown from Aldi.
On Christmas Day.
Do I have to be nice to you because it's Christmas Day?
Yes, that's what my mum always says every Christmas. Right, no falling out today. Special day, we're all together. No falling out. I want everyone to be friends. And then about 2 hours later, she's like, oh, piss off, Graham. I'll do it all on my own like I do every year. You bald-headed git. And my dad will just sit in the living room getting drunk.
Oh, well. That's what Christmases are all about.
Merry Christmas. It's what this is all about.
Actually, before, you've said that a few times now. It's Happy Christmas in Britain.
No, I don't like Happy
Christmas. Merry Christmas in America. Happy Christmas in Britain.
See, I don't like Happy Christmas. I think Merry Christmas sounds better.
Well, that's because you're a bit common.
So, cheers, none taken. So, we are here at William Hanson's house. Your Christmas tree.
Yes.
Tacky.
What do you mean it's tacky?
I think I expected better from you.
Well, describe it.
It's green.
Well done.
It's got tinsel.
It does not have tinsel.
It's got baubles.
Yeah, baubles are fine.
Why have you got a star and not an angel? What's the correct etiquette for a Christmas tree? Is it a star?
Because it was a star that guided Mary and Joseph to the inn at Bethlehem.
Ah.
It wasn't a fairy, was it?
So you're not meant to have an angel at the top, because some people do have an angel. My mum has an angel on hers.
I'm not wild about angels, I'll be honest.
No?
No, they don't delight me.
I can't spell it. I always say angles.
Well, quite. So I'd have a star. And no tinsel, because that's common and tacky. Right. You'll notice it is a real tree.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on, like, fake trees? Plastic ones.
Well, even though people go, oh, you can get really good fakes now. You can get really good fakes. Really good fake trees.
You can, to be fair.
You can't.
No?
No. There's nothing as good as a real tree.
I remember once I used to live with a girl at uni. She was really posh. She's like, oh, I love the run-up to Christmas. About a week before, my father and I and the family would go for a walk and we find a Christmas tree and then we chop it down and then we tie it to the car and then we bring it home and we have mulled wine and sing carols and decorate the tree. It's marvellous.
It does sound a bit much, doesn't
it? She's like, where'd you get yours from, Jordan? I was like, just get ours from Argos.
Get ours from the loft.
Just get ours from Argos. Like,
I think I'm sure we'll talk about this in another episode. I think there is a... You can tell someone's family background as to whether they have a loft or a cellar.
Who's got a cellar these days?
Well, yes.
You see how they throw houses up. Right, we've already got our G&Ds poured.
Yes.
I wanted one before the episode. I've seen quite a lot of William of late, so we've got our G&Ds poured.
When I knew we were spending Christmas together, we had to...
Who should we toast to Father Christmas, considering it's his birthday today?
What? It's not Father Christmas's birthday.
Joking.
No, and why should we? He's getting handsomely paid for what he's just done over the last 24
Shall
hours.
Shall we toast to Father Christmas on his birthday?
Hence, it's not Father Christmas's birthday.
Hence why we celebrate today, and the fact that he's just done a massive big graft last night.
Is that a bit rude?
What, big graft?
Is that one of your slang?
No, he's grafted. He's just done a big shift, hasn't he?
A big?
Shift.
Right.
Can you imagine if you woke up in morning, Rudolph had the carrot and he had the mince pie and left a massive shit in your toilet? Can you imagine? He'd be like, Father Christmas, what are you? Because he's going to have to do it at someone's house, isn't he? What's the etiquette?
Well, and it probably would be yours, let's be honest.
What's the etiquette of going to someone's house, emptying your sack?
No, I don't.
And then emptying your bowels.
I suddenly don't feel very festive.
What's the etiquette of going in? What is the etiquette? Because shall we?
Why are you asking me this?
Because I've just had a poo in your flat, basically.
No.
I'd say yes.
I think he needs to do it somewhere else. Use a public lavatory.
We can't. I'd say yes. Just don't leave any skids.
And we've got all this lovely Christmas food in front of us.
Oh yes, so we've got some snacks.
Help yourself.
What time are we having dinner?
At lunch.
Christmas dinner.
No, because we're having it at lunchtime.
Oh my God, the amount of times we have the bastard breakfast, dinner, tea argument.
Breakfast, and
the
only time, lunch, dinner.
And now I'm saying Christmas dinner and you're like, it's Christmas lunch. It's Christmas dinner.
It's Christmas what?
Dinner.
You said dinner.
I don't know why. It's going to be differential. Oh. What time are we having Christmas?
We're having Christmas lunch at 1 o'clock.
No, that's too early.
Too early?
Is that what time you meant to have it? Because I producer Ben, you have it about 3-4 o'clock-ish at home. Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought producer Ben came from a nice family.
What time are you actually meant to have Christmas dinner?
Christmas, well, no, if you're having it as dinner, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, whatever time you eat.
No, it's too late.
If you're having it at Christmas lunch, at 1 o'clock.
Right.
Let's put it this way, the royal household have it at lunchtime.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a bit...
After we finish this and I go and cook, can I just... Do you eat everything? No,
oh,
requirements?
You know me, I'll eat oat, put it in front of me.
Do you require stuffing?
Always. Why not on Christmas? Love a good stuffing.
Good.
What are we having on your Christmas dinner today?
Having turkey.
Okay, can I just stop you there?
Yeah.
For anybody that's listening now, this is what you should have on your Christmas dinner, according to William Hanson, am I right?
Yes, okay. Turkey and roast potatoes, mm-hmm. Boiled sprouts. Mm-hmm. We're having parsnips.
Mash.
No, only one type of potato.
Oh, no, you can have roasties and mash. We're not having mash.
What do you mean?
No,
why do you want two types of potato?
I want mash.
Well, you're not having mash. Go somewhere else.
What else? Stuffing. We've got stuffing.
We're having stuffing. Some little sausages.
Pigs in blankets.
No, just little sausages.
Get out! Get out!
We have bacon rolls.
No! You can't not have pig in blankets on Christmas Day.
Well, I don't really like them. And we're not having any first course. We're just going straight in.
Right. You don't believe in a first course?
Well, I think it's just a bit gluttonous.
What does that mean?
A bit much. Because you've got Christmas pudding. Later on, you've got mince pies and Christmas cake. What do you have?
You've got to have a starter. So you have a starter. You usually have prawns or salmon, prawn cocktail.
Prawns and salmon, I don't eat fish, so that would be disgusting.
I know.
But I've never had a first course for Christmas.
Right, so you don't think you should have a first course?
No. But you don't really like Christmas pudding, do you?
Not really.
So what do you have in the North household?
We have a trifle.
Oh, right, no, we normally have the trifle on Boxing Day, for our Boxing Day buffet.
Right, okay. That's interesting. So just to summarise, you think that you shouldn't have a starter today?
First course, no.
Okay. And you shouldn't have two types of potato?
No, one is enough. I mean, you can look, if you desperately want mashed potato, that's fine. No roast potatoes.
Right.
And let's not call them roasties, because that is completely... Bleh.
Okay. And we've not got pig in blankets?
We haven't got any pigs in blankets, no.
Producer Ben, I'm sure you'll agree, this is the worst Christmas ever.
Bread sauce, gravy.
Oh,
do you not like bread sauce?
No. See, I like...
Oh, that's very smart.
Is it?
Yeah, bread sauce.
Who gets the leg?
I beg your pardon? Who gets the leg?
Yeah.
You can. I just carve it.
How should
into
you
thin
settle that argument?
Slices.
Because there'll be lots of people today like, I want the leg. No, I want a leg. I want a leg. There's only two legs. So how would you settle that?
Or nobody has the leg and then it's fair. Mm. Feed it to the dog.
Is it common to have turkey butties?
Turkey what?
Turkey sandwiches.
you could maybe have it in the evening. You see, this is what we then do, sort of in the evening, because we are still quite full, even though we haven't had a first course. Mm-hmm. Come the evening, we then have cold cuts, a ham, that sort of thing, offshoots of the turkey.
Okay,
cold. Some chestnut stuffing, cranberry sauce.
Oh, I can't wait for that later. I think the best sandwich you can ever have is a turkey body with stuffing. Cranberry sauce.
Do you buy them? Because I've noticed now that some of the supermarkets are selling Christmas
good.
Products. No, I don't think so.
We're still not toasted. So
oh, we haven't toasted.
We've got a side chat there. There's loads to talk about today.
Well, why
episode.
Don't we toast the Queen?
We've toasted the Queen before. Why don't we just toast Father Christmas?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because he's, like we said, he's done a lot of graft to Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
Don't ever leave skid marks in William's toilet again.
It's more direct.
Dirty Santa, naughty Santa, bad Father Christmas.
Before we go any further, we have got some crackers. So, would you like to pull my cracker?
Do you know what my dad?
Take that one.
Oh, what am I doing here?
Pull
my cracker. My dad always says to my mum on Christmas Day, "I've already pulled my Christmas cracker." Oh.
Now what have we all got?
Well, I haven't won anything.
Jordan hasn't got anything.
I've ended up with two handles in my hand.
There we go. You have that one.
Right, I'll have that one.
Oh, we've got our paper. Oh, look, I've got a little aluminium silver die.
Merry Christmas, by the way, G&Divas. Put your hat on. Get your hat on. I love this time of year. Look at
Did you know that the Queen never wears a paper Christmas hat?
Does she not?
No.
No, does she wear the real crown?
Well, of course, not at Christmas lunch.
Well, why not?
Is it
common to wear a Christmas cracker paper hat?
No.
No. Do you all wear them at your house?
Yeah.
Does the royal family all wear?
Apparently they all do other than the Queen.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Is that true? Right, what have you
Producer
got?
Producer Ben's head is so big, his crown isn't actually fitting on.
Oh my God, he's got a massive head. Right, what have you got? I've got a massive paperclip, a giant paperclip. £7 these crackers cost me.
Did they?
Yeah.
Gosh.
William forgot to get some crackers in, so I had to get them.
Well, I felt you should contribute.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So. What dog can't bark?
Go on.
Brace yourself, get that needle and thread to sew your sides up. A hot dog.
Yeah. What dog can't what?
Bark.
And what was your...
I've got a little silver die.
Oh.
Well, it's not
dice.
Silver. Die.
Die.
Dice is plural.
Yeah.
Die is singular.
Yeah, but that sounds like it's for your hair. I've got silver die.
No, because it's D-I-E. Die.
Right, it's a dice.
Die. No, I'm not being rude. Die.
It's a dice.
Another joke. This is Producer Ben's.
It's the worst Christmas I've ever had.
What lies in a pram and wobbles?
What?
A jelly baby. Yeah.
What sort of ball doesn't bounce?
A snowball.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry. We win that.
These aren't so much jokes. They're more sort of almost slight riddles.
Right, should we have a Christmas snack? I've brought some mince pies.
Yes.
And in my opinion, I have brought the best, and I know this is controversial, but I will say it, the best Christmas chocolates. They beat Celebrations, they beat Miniature Heroes, they beat Roses. I have brought us a box of Quality Street.
Lovely.
The best Christmas chocolates.
We're a bit like a box of chocolates. I'm quality and you're from the streets.
That was really good.
Yes. Do you want
so
a plate?
So you're the quality and I'm the street.
Yeah, have a plate.
Right, have a plate. Let's have a mince pie. Go on, give
this one says
Ben
deep
one.
Filled, so I'm all for that.
Right. I'm going to take a strawberry Quality Street.
Oh, is that the soft centre?
Yeah.
I like that.
As well, mate. Don't get, and I'm going to pass this advice on as well to our G&Divas that are listening on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. Don't get too full. Don't fill up on mince pies and chocolate because you've got a big dinner.
First courses.
Yeah, and it'll only upset your mum or dad, whoever's cooking.
In your household, what's the structure of the day?
Right, okay, so we get up.
Well done.
We open our presents.
Immediately?
Pretty much, yeah. We open our presents, and then...
At what time? What time are you opening these presents?
We open our presents usually about 8 o'clock.
Is this everybody, or just the children?
Well, whoever's there. We open.
So all your presents get down to 8 o'clock?
Yeah. What's some of that?
So you've got nothing to sustain you through the rest of the day?
No, and then people come throughout the day and then we open them presents and stuff.
Okay.
So like my brother and the kids will come and what have you. Then we have breakfast. If my dad's home...
What do you have for breakfast?
It depends because like some Christmases, my dad's not home. So if he's home, he'll make us a full English with Bucks Fizz.
Right. Yeah. Do they come over?
80s band reference there. So we have some Bucks Fizz. Then we usually get on the beer pretty early. We all get dressed. My mum likes us to get dressed up.
And what's the dress code?
She likes us to look smart, so we all have shirts on. So yeah. We have a few drinks. My mum puts the tea on, then we go to the pub.
Do you wear those awful Christmas jumpers?
Yeah, which sometimes we do. Right. Just for laughing it.
Oh, do you know, there's nothing funnier than a Christmas jumper.
It's a right laugh, innit?
Oh, hysterical.
Then we go to the pub. Do you not go to the pub on Christmas Day?
No.
We go to the pub for 12, and our local...
12?
12. There's a massive queue letting you in, and then the pub's open for 2-3 hours. Usually we go for a couple of hours, have a few drinks, go back. Mum makes dinner. We have dinner. Then we play a board
game. So what time is the meal?
About 3-4 o'clock.
Well, I hope not at 3, because obviously that's Her Majesty the Queen.
No, we have it about... Yeah, we usually have it about 3-4 o'clock. Then we have some more drinks, watch telly.
There's a theme emerging in your household.
Drink, and we usually at night we have it's a bit of a free for all. Everyone comes around,
right?
Neighbours, cousins, and we have a bit of a party on Christmas night.
Right. So what we do is we get up at about 7:30, and the children, of which I still count. As
are
a
you
child,
saying this is the proper way for people that are listening?
It's no, because I appreciate that every family has their own little quirks and traditions, but I think ours is pretty good. So if anyone is looking to change for either this year, if you're listening to this at the start of the day, or take notes for next year, this would be a good way to do it. So. All my family congregate at my parents' house and stay. We have family coming over from all parts of the world. And the children...
In all 27 bedrooms?
The 26. All children, of which I'm just about still counting as one, have stockings.
Oh, God.
So I want...
I've never had a stocking in my life.
That says so much.
I think we might have had them when we were younger, but don't have
so that. We normally get things like a chocolate coin. I once got a Bruce Forsyth Sings the Hits CD... and a couple of years ago, I got some Touche Eclat, which is that under-eye concealer.
Oh, that you put on for me on the live show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a great believer in Touche Eclat. Anyway, so it's that sort of small little gifts for the children. Then we go through to the drawing room and do...
The what? Drawing room?
Yes.
What are you on, pissing Downton Abbey?
We have a drawing room.
You have a drawing room?
That's where we do main presents at about 11.
Sorry, we have a Christmas and special occasions living room that we're only allowed in on Christmas and special occasions.
That seems a terrible waste of space.
It's the front room. Anyway, come
right, on. Right, okay. Well, drawing room, do main presents.
There's so many Northerners listening now that have a Christmas and special occasions living room.
Main presents at 11. Uh-huh. Lunch at 1.
Oh, my God, it's so regimented.
Queen at 3. Maybe a walk or washing up, tidying up, that sort of thing. Bit of a sit down.
A walk?
Well, because we live in the country, so, you know, go for a walk.
God.
And then at 5:30, it's mince pies and Christmas cake, which I make the Christmas cake, as I do the Christmas pudding. And then at 6 o'clock, we have tree presents.
What?
Yes.
So 11, you open presents. 6 o'clock, you open presents.
About 7:30, 11 and 6 o'clock.
7:30. Yeah.
And tree
oh
presents are the more exciting, I'll be honest, because you get lots of them. But they're then again, a bit like stockings, but this is sort of all for the adults, really, as well. Things like new Tupperware, maybe a small cookbook that you want, a DVD. Not, you know, nothing huge and exciting.
Never has this phrase been so true. How the other half live. How the other half live.
Well, I'm thinking exactly the same.
Carry on.
Well, no, that's sort of it. And then we might sort of... Then we have our cold cuts, sort of...
We have a bit of an issue, okay, and I kind of you'll agree with me here.
Will I?
My grandma drinks Stella. I'm not even joking.
Is this the grandmother you go to Benidorm for?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I love Grandma Gladys.
No, I'm sure she's lovely.
She's such a character.
Actually, hold on, stop. What? Is she lovely? Because she texted you, and you showed me this text. Find that text.
Right.
What did she say about
me? I've not... So this was a couple of weeks ago, just before Christmas.
This is when I was on Loose Women.
Hi, Jordan. Blah, 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 blah. your lovely friend William was on Loose Women yesterday.
Thank you. How lovely.
He has the kind of face you either tolerate or you want to smack, posh sod. Have a great weekend. Take care. Love you loads, Grandma.
I mean, there's no need for that. From a...
She's nice. She's
a 70-year-old woman.
Yeah.
They should not be saying... She said... They should not be... She is condoning violence.
She said, your lovely friend, William.
I'm a minority. She needs... I'm a protected species.
Oh, God.
In so many ways.
Anyway, we have a bit of an issue on Christmas Day. She likes... She drinks Stella and she drinks it out at can. And, like, you try and get her to have it in a glass. She's like, yeah, Grandma, glass. She goes, oh, no, I'm right with can. It's right. It's less washing. It saves washing up. And I just wish that sometimes you'd drink it out of a glass.
Yes, I would agree.
It's
like people that drink out of bottles. I drank out of a bottle when I was like 12 months old. Following that, I've managed to gravitate towards using a glass.
See, I drink out of a bottle. It's better. Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, so that's it's good.
So that's your day.
That's your day.
Does your mother charge? Your mother cooks, does she?
Mm-hmm.
Does she charge your family and relatives?
Absolutely not. And
good.
I totally disagree
Excellent.
With that.
There's been a lot of talk this year.
Oh, is there?
About people that charge family for the Christmas meal.
Oh, that
I think it's wrong.
I could not agree. I know we disagree on a lot of things. I could not agree with you more. I've heard about this. So people invite people over, mm-hmm. and they charge them per head.
Yeah. They go, it's £17.50.
It's not a
restaurant.
I wouldn't go out of principle.
No, well, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't go out. If somebody's charged, like, if somebody invites you over, like my mum does, then invite them back the next day, or maybe offer to bring something round, am I right?
Yes. Like, for example, with my family, I would normally do the Christmas puddings and I do the Christmas cake.
That's not what Christmas is all about. You don't charge, but I really don't agree with that. But anyway, should we go for a break? I'll go for a nice Christmas nap. You can't beat a Christmas nap.
Yes, you lie down. Don't break a sweat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, welcome back. Thanks again for listening to us. Merry, merry Christmas to you, our G and Divas. Quickly as well, thank you for coming down. You might have heard last week's episode live from Camden. We had such a lovely time doing the live show, didn't we?
We did. No, it was very nice to see everybody. And I know that there were lots of people that couldn't join us, either because they missed out on tickets or because of location. There is heavy talk of doing further in the new year.
Why are you telling everybody this and no one's told me this?
Because, again, I've said this before, you sleep in and you don't turn up to the calls.
Thank you again to everybody that came down.
But pay attention to our website, sextedmyboss.com, and our social media if you don't want to miss out.
And thanks again to all the Gene Divas that came down to our live show. We really enjoyed it. I got really drunk. We were smashing the gin and the bonnets.
Well, I know there are photos to prove it.
I was a bit nervous before, so I had a few lagers with producer Ben.
Beautiful photos, by the way, by Michael Maurer, who's an excellent photographer.
Is it? Oh, I was calling him Michael Moore. Is it Maurer?
Maurer.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for doing the photos, Michael. And, yeah.
If you come again, Jordan will try and get your name right.
We ended up, don't ask how this happened, G and Divas, but we ended up on the Green Hulks, didn't we?
Well, I had a sip.
I was smashed. Yeah. Mm. Should we go to questions?
Yes, go on.
Today's Christmas questions and dilemmas are all about Christmas, but we have no idea what problems of yours are coming next. So you hear it for the first time, just like we do. And we cannot shut up and will not be held responsible for the nature.
The script doesn't even say that.
Questions. Come on, William Hanson, take it away. First question, please.
This question is from Jess.
Jess.
Dear William and Jordan, I hope this finds you well. This year, it's my brother and sister-in-law's turn to host Christmas. Mm-hmm. And if I'm honest, I'm absolutely dreading it. I have two small children, as do they, but what they do not have are rules. On a good day, their household is chaos. On Christmas Day, it rapidly descends into anarchy. We expect the children to eat at the table with their family, while their children are allowed to run around screaming. We like to give a few well-thought-out gifts, while their children tear around through a mountain of tat, barely glancing at each gift as they do. But worst of all, the children have no bedtime. Should I relax the rules and allow my children to behave like feral animals, stay up late and witness grown-ups getting drunk? Or should I stick to the normal rules and risk my children thinking I'm a mean old Scrooge and my brother and sister-in-law thinking I'm casting aspersions on their parenting choices? which, of course, she is. Is there a happy medium? Your advice would be greatly appreciated. Best wishes for a happy Christmas and healthy New Year.
We all know someone.
I mean, during that letter, you have got through about 12 of these quality streets.
Three. Right.
Swallow and we'll carry on.
Bloody love Quality Street. Right. This is a great question. We all know someone like this, Jess.
Look at you. You're munching on Quality Street. Your right hand is down your pants and you're fiddling with something.
I'm scratching my balls. Sauce.
You are not in a fit state to give advice.
Don't scratch your balls on Christmas Day, Jordan. You're making me look like Jim Bloody Royal now. Jesus. Right.
I think Jim Royal would be an upgrade.
We all know someone like Jess's in-laws, whose kids are a bit feral. Mm. Usually they've got names like Ebony Louise. And I'm turning into you, aren't I? I am turning into you. Yeah, look, I would relax the rules for a bit. You can't have a bedtime on Christmas Day for kids because it's Christmas Day. They'll be tired anyway.
No, because especially depending on what your Boxing Day is. I mean, Boxing Day often for a lot of people is just as important as Christmas Day. You've got lots of family to see. And if you've got tired children, it's going to be hell. So by all means, you know, you don't need to make them go to bed at the same time that you would make them go to bed on a school night. But I stick to a routine. And to be perfectly honest, if your in-laws got their children are so feral, then I think you just leave at the time that you need your children to go.
Should she still be strict? Not strict, but should she still set in place certain rules for her kids? Like, you shouldn't be running around when there's adults.
No.
Yeah, you do what you do, Jess, and let their kids do what they do.
And ultimately, your children will be better behaved.
Yeah.
Okay. For it.
Good question,
And will turn out better, and will have better paying jobs, and will achieve better.
Where's that come from?
Well, I just thought I'd...
Jesus Christ, it's Christmas. You'd suck the life out of anything. You're like a Harry Potter Dementor, aren't you? Give me another pick in Quality Street. I've never been so...
Yeah, I've got another long letter, so, you know, why don't you finish off the box?
Right, go on.
Right, this one is from Louis. Hello, lads, and producer... Oh, for God's sake, and producer Ben.
Oh, God.
I mean, I know it's Christmas, but I've said it, this is a two-talent podcast.
He is so replaceable, Louis. It's unreal, so please...
Me and my other half, I think he means my other half and I, got together earlier this year. Things are going very well still. Ooh. When we are together, you can hardly get us off each other, in fact. Oh. But it has been decided that during Christmas we will stay with our own families. It's always meant a great deal to my family that we are all together and spend every waking second of Christmas Day in each other's company. Literally, the only time off I'm allowed is to go to the loo. Lisa says Lou. Phones are kept away at all times, which is fine, it's lovely. But this year I was hoping to pop onto FaceTime so my other half can see my little elf. What? So my other half can see my little elf. Oh, I think... Ooh.
Shut up.
It's a bit dirty. And I can see her Christmas puddings.
Oh my God.
Louis.
Is he asking...
No, don't say it. It's Christmas Day. Let's...
Hang on a minute. Is he saying, is it all right to... Like, first of all, is it all right to FaceTime your other half on Christmas Day?
Well, of course, yes.
Yes, of course it is. Yeah. Is it all right to have a FaceTime wank on Christmas Day?
No.
It's not, is it?
No.
No. I agree with you there.
Even if you do want it to be a white Christmas, there's no need to take that literally.
I mean, come on, Louis. It's Christmas Day. You can't leave all your family downstairs or you pop upstairs and knock one out with your girlfriend on FaceTime. Jesus, mate. One day a year. Next question. I agree with you there.
Well, this question... Oh, it's short, so don't eat anything. This question is from Sam. Is it acceptable to leave a G&D for Santa Claus as his midnight tipple?
Abso-bloody-lutely.
And let us know if you've done that. If you did leave a G&D for Father Christmas, did he drink it? Is he a hashtag G&Diva? And the final question of not just this episode, but this series in 2018.
I can't.
Shall I read it slowly?
Just give me a minute. Like Louis, I'm weeping on Christmas Day.
Yeah, you're never going to win any acting awards, are you? Not going to be receiving an Oscar anytime soon, and I mean that in all senses of the word. Right, this is from Toby. We've all been there. Few too many shots of Sambuca on a Christmas Eve night out. When I was younger, it was all about getting up early to open presents.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's about how late can I push it.
Oh, yeah.
When is the right time to wake up on Christmas Day?
That's a really, really good question because my brothers... I'm not so bad at this, but my brothers about 2-3 years ago now, they ruined Christmas Day because they hammered it the night before. And they come in and they like ate all the Christmas food. They were really drunk. They were rough. They were in bed on Christmas morning because they were so hungover. So my advice is go out on Christmas Eve, because I love going to the pub on Christmas Eve, seeing all your mates and whatever, you do it. But just don't overdo it because you've got such a big day the next day. We're agreeing a lot here. I think you're going to say something similar, aren't you?
Yeah. I would say Christmas, it's only one day a year.
Yeah.
You want to enjoy most of it. So I would get out of bed. You know, you don't need to be get out of bed at 5 o'clock.
No.
And don't, especially don't be one of those people. And I know a couple who go for runs in Christmas Day morning.
Oh, bore off, or people
get
like...
a life.
Yeah, I know, and people...
Even on Boxing Day, it's a bit dubious.
To be fair, my dad used to go running on Christmas Day because we used to go up early, but
tragic.
Yeah.
It's probably because he was running away from you.
And people that are like, oh no, there's so many calories. Eat what you want.
They don't count on Christmas.
No, they really don't. Eat as much as you want. It's what the day's all about.
Go for a run on the 27th onwards, that's fine. But 25th and 26th are basically sacred.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh. Right, William, let's get pissed. Don't forget, if you want to help with something, then you can tweet us and you can see pictures of our beautiful faces and more on Instagram, both at sexedmyboss. You can email us too. The address is help@sexedmyboss.com, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sexedmyboss.com. If you like Help by Sex and My Boss, please, please do share the G and Diva love. We want as many G and Divas for the new series. Tell as many friends as you can. And write a review for us on iTunes. We are going to leave today's episode with an end of series treat for you.
Are
Producer
we?
Ben is going to wish you all a Merry Christmas. This is the first time you're ever going to hear him talk. Take it away.
Hi, guys. Just want to wish you all a Merry, Merry happy. Christmas. A Merry, Happy Christmas, guys. I love you, G and Divas, guys. I'm going to go and have some turkey now and eat some turkey.
Thank you there, Producer Ben. Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.